Music from Chris Strandring. That's, of course, Giant Steps, a classic jazz cut, and he's given it a new twist. That's from his recording, Soul Express. It's 3:32. Yeah, you're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. I'm Jim Steele. Glad to be with you this afternoon. And in the studio, as I mentioned a couple of moments ago, is Tawana Wellman Roebuck from Experiment in Self-Reliance. Welcome. Glad to have you here as always.
Jim, it's such a pleasure. This has become an old home place for us.
Well, yeah, you're at home, and we're glad you're here because you always bring great information that's important to the public. And we're talking about a couple of things. You know, you have this marvelous annual fundraiser that you do. And as a rule, it's in the wintertime. But with COVID, you know, we are tap dancing as fast as we can and shuffling everything around the best we can. And you're having a marvelous summer event.
Yes, indeed.
Which is coming up this weekend. Tell us about Dancing into the Sunshine.
You're right. So many people in the public know us as Winter Wonderland. Typically, our event is in February. But this year, because of COVID, we decided to move and just be mindful of the concerns that people might have. So this Sunday at Innovation Quarters from 4 to 7:30, we're having this wonderful event called Dancing into the Sunshine. And indeed, it is Dancing into the Sunshine. The sun will be setting. We're excited to have food by Providence, music by FaZe Band, and we are ready to party on a Sunday afternoon.
And the woman who is no stranger to partying on a Sunday around here is our very own office manager, Darlene Vinson, who has graciously agreed to be your hostess this year.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have Darlene as a part of our MC to sort of carry the program. She's most noted both in my heart and in the community during her gospel segment some years back. And the fact that this is on a Sunday, shortly after church service, people come by and have dinner. And so we're glad that Darlene has blessed us to be able to share her talents and provide that connectivity to keep the program going.
And nobody has energy and the ability to stir up a crowd like Darlene Vinson.
I know she's going to make it happen.
Well, the Experiment in Self-Reliance, of course, well-known in our community for providing so many services and, of course, partnering with different organizations to provide services to the community. And one of the things that you are involved with, of course, was the Weaver explosion, near explosion, the Weaver fire. No explosion, thank goodness. But a lot of people were displaced, and luckily there were some funds made available for people who were affected by that that tragedy. So give us an update on that.
Absolutely. We started that project shortly after the fire that took place at the Weaver plant. And so what that meant is there are residents in that community, the Cherry Street area, the North Point area. People were greatly impacted by being displaced. So from that January 4th time frame, January 31st to February the 4th, people were displaced from their homes. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, they got a knock on the door. And so people were not really prepared to up and leave. And so many people were displaced to hotels. So we were blessed to be able to receive funding from the city. The city council believed in us. Mayor Pro Tem Adams, as well as City Councilmember Burke and the mayor, believed in us and felt that we were the right organization to really be a catalyst for aiding those individuals that may have experienced the house fire or the smoke, might have stayed at a hotel. And so we were able to provide case management for those individuals through some financial assistance for those individuals to sort of replace some of the monies that they unexpectedly spent. A person with receipts could earn as much as $1,000, without receipts, $300. And so we were blessed to be able to help those individuals that were struggling at that particular time.
It's 3:37. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. Tawana Cash Wellman Roebuck, who is the Executive Director of Experiment and Self-Reliance, is in the studio with us this afternoon. And you mentioned that Experiment and Self-Reliance Alliance was called on to help during this Weaver plant fiber. And that's because the community has so much belief in the work that that you do, and they trust you. And that's why it was probably a no-brainer to call in Experiment and Self-Reliance to help out.
Jim, thank you. Experiment and Self-Reliance, most people know us as ESR. We actually started in 1964. So we're celebrating 58 years of service here in the community. A lot of people do know us. And so we were a likely choice. We were just a stone's throw, a little over a mile or so from the fire location. We're located right off of Akron Drive. We sit on the corner of Indiana Avenue and RJR Boulevard. And I'm very proud of the fact that we became listening ears, a warm shoulder to hear people's concern. To date, we have served 580 residents that live in that particular area. And it was a geographical area that people had to live in. It was only for an isolated set of time, from January the 31st to February the 4th was the period of time of the fire. So people needed to be impacted just during that period of time. We spent over $300,000 on 580 people.
Now, that, of course, when something like that happens, a tragic event, you have to move really, really fast. And Experiment and Self-Reliance has been moving fast for a long time. But with COVID, you all had to go through a lot of different changes. And of course, you all helped out with some COVID issues as well. So bring us up to date with your role in helping the community through the COVID pandemic.
Thank you. About 2 years ago, we were blessed to be able to receive a federal grant called CARES. And for the CARES grant, what that means is those individuals that may have experienced a furlough or were homesick because of COVID and got behind on bills, those types of things that they were directly impacted because of COVID, their individual head of household, the children, and so forth. So as a result of a grant called CARES, we were able to help families and individuals that were impacted due to income loss due to the sickness of COVID. And so we had a grant 2 years ago. We've had it and managed it and maintained it, and it's called CARES. And I'd like to say that both the Weaver Project and the CARES Project will end on June the 30th. And so we are in the process now of winding down, wrapping up those particular projects. But that was a program that you're totally right, Jim, that we were there for people that were impacted by COVID.
And speaking of COVID, it's still here. It's with us. And I won't be talking out of school if I don't say that you came in masked, and I'm going around masked again as well. And yeah, it's a little bit of a bother. And no, we're not under a mask mandate, but the numbers have gotten so high again that folks like you and I are thinking, we got to be careful.
Yes, we do have to be careful. And in our organization, when people come in to receive services at ESR, we'll gladly provide you a mask if that's something that you need. We encourage our staff and our clients to be masked. I continue to wear a mask. I'm diabetic type 2, so I'm very mindful when I come into different environments to just be protective of myself, but also out of the respect of the guests or the person that I may be visiting with. I want to also be sure that I'm providing a safe zone for that person as well.
Now, of course, we mentioned that the COVID pandemic interrupted your winter Wonderland fundraiser. It's been moved up to coming up this Sunday, June 12th. You're dancing into sunshine. Funders is going on. And it's not just a fundraiser. This is a big event that you all do to say thank you, I suppose, to your friends and staffers and supporters, and also just to make a public party about our community and how wonderful it is to live here and all the things that you're doing to make life good in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County.
I refer to it as a friendraiser. It's one of those kinds of events that, you know, you certainly, the cost for the event is $75 per person. You could come out, have a great evening, a great dinner provided by Providence, which there are individuals that have gone through a chef program, learned how the proper care of food prep, as well as the potential of becoming a chef at other organizations or businesses throughout the community. So it's a friendraiser. It's also an opportunity for us to lift praise up to Miss Louise Wilson. a lot of people remember Miss Louise Wilson. She was one of the early directors of ESR. And so we actually have something called the Louise Wilson Society. A person that gives $1,000 annually can be a member of the Louise Wilson Society. Those funds go right back into our programs to help continue to help the people throughout Forsyth County. So it's an opportunity to lift up praise to one of our founding individuals that was just a mainstay and a name that so many people know throughout the community. So we lift up praise to her, as well as we celebrate our volunteers, our tax volunteers that provide free taxes. They are highlighted during the event. So it's a wonderful time to say thank you. Thank you to the community. Thank you to our volunteers and staff that make the difference each and every day.
And it's also a time for y'all to take stock and the work that people like Miss Louise, the late Miss Louise Wilson, do, because she was from the old school of people who are uplifting the people by becoming preachers, teachers, and social workers. She may have been all of the above, and it's something that we need more than ever, people who take those roles to uplift the community. And that's something that you all do with the interns that you bring in, and the fact that you are always talking about the great work that Experiment and Self-Reliance does, and you're always recruiting friends and volunteers and workers to take on those responsibilities.
Thank you very much. This year we've created two awards. It's called the Empowerment Award as well as the Resilience Award. This year we're very proud. We're going to recognize Senator Paul Lowe. I guess I should say Senator Reverend Paul Lowe. Is very active in our community, but he was one of those champions at the state level to aid in helping others understand the impact of the CARES dollars that we were able to utilize for those that may have been experiencing COVID. We also are recognizing our mayor for his tremendous championship, if that's such a word, for aiding us in having the funds for our Weaver residents, along with Mayor Pro Tem D.D. Adams, as well as City Council Member Burke. We also want to recognize the Ministers' Conference. So the President of the Ministers' Conference, Minister Covington, will be highlighted for the work that the Ministers' Conference did in helping us get the word out about funds that were available for Weaver clients, as well as actually the Ministers' Conference made a contribution specifically for those impacted by the Weaver. And so I'm very, very excited for us to be able to highlight the five outstanding leaders that have been champions for ESR over the years and helping us during this period of time.
Tawana Cash Wellman Roebuck, got to get that Roebuck in there. Bobby Roebuck, great photographer, does great jazz photography for on WSNC Radio. And we thank you for your hard work and all that you do to keep the community strong. And we must remind people that all the information that we talked about is on the Experiment and Self-Reliance website. So you can see those deadlines for the Weaver Fire event, and also for the CARES program, and also everything that you need to know about Dancing Under the Sunshine. That's coming up this Sunday, June the 12th. 4 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at Innovation Quarter, downtown Winston-Salem, 575 Patterson Avenue. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our own Darlene Vincent is going to be there to be your mistress of ceremonies.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the support of WSNC 90.5 FM for all the things that you do. I've appreciated the Sunday drive after church, hearing about the various nonprofits in our community. I think you have a new segment that features the wonderful opportunities that are going on in our community and the services and the resources that are provided by local nonprofits. So thank you, WSNC, for all that you do for our community.
It's 3:46. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.